I made the metaphor that this is a needle in a haystack because we're trying to find ashes within ashes. It's really finding a needle within a pile of needles.
Alex DeGiorgi is with Alta Archaeological Consulting and one of the leaders in this recovery effort. He says cremains do have specific characteristics.
These bodies are processed into a fine ash, and whereas the devastated remains of the house are more of a mix of drywall, metal, and burnt wood, you'll see a discrete pocket about a shoebox size of ash, and it tends to have a salmon color hue.
Their search follows a specific pattern. It begins by interviewing the survivor. Where in the home were the cremains kept? Who were they looking for, an adult or a child? And what were the ashes stored in, a ceramic vessel or a wooden box? Once they know the general location in the burned home, the canine forensic team arrives. Invariably, the dog will signal the spot. The archaeologists then step in to isolate, collect, and return the cremains to the family. When they're lucky, they find a metal medallion put in by the crematorium that positively identifies the individual. Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.